I don't get it, Drover. I've spent my whole life learning to be tough and hard-boiled, but what got me in the end was a tender heart. Now I must resign. A tear slid down his cheek.
Resign? You mean?
Yes, this is the end. A guy can make a few bonehead mistakes and still keep his pride, but this one, no. There's no going back. I want to leave before they haul me off. Tears glistened in his eyes as he nodded his head.
Gosh, where will you go? And who'll take care of the ranch?
I don't know where I'll go. Just start walking, I suppose. And you'll have to take over my duties and run the ranch yourself. He darted his head back under the gunny sack.
Don't say that. I can't stand to hear it. I don't want a steady job. My leg just can't take it and...
Just then, our conversation was interrupted by the sound of an approaching vehicle. I looked around and saw Slim's pickup pulling up to the gas tanks. He got out and began filling the tank with gas. I was in no mood for company, but just to be sociable, I gave him a weak smile and went to slow thumps on my tail. He tossed a glance in my direction and shook his head. Well, Pooch, you really done it this time. A ranch dog, a cowboy's dog, and you let that sorry little crook drive down there and walk away with all our saddles. The words stung, but there's no way I could explain that I had tried to stop him. At least I had intended to try to... Oh, well. Pooch, do you have any idea how it feels to be a cowboy and to be afoot? It's a terrible feeling. And you know what else? To replace that saddle with one just as good would take $1,000. And last time I checked, I had $30 to my name. It makes me sick. And if I ever get my hands on that... He'd gotten so carried away with lecturing me that he'd forgotten about the gas he was pumping into his tank. All at once, it was full, and some of the gas shot out and sprayed his hand. Dadgum gas. Now I've done it. When am I gonna learn to pay a dadgum attention? He hung the nozzle on its baling wire hook. I knew what was coming next, but instead of slinking away as I had done in happier times, I went to him and offered myself as a grease rag. He seemed a little surprised. He wiped his hands on my back and then scrubbed his fingernails on my ears.